Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello. If you are a regular listener, and of course, welcome if you are listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening to the archives via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and of course, Coalition Radio. And I want to say a special hello to all of those who are part of the Blog Talk Radio community, as well as those who may be joining me in the chat room. And I hope you are having a great start to your week and to your month, because today is June 1st. I'm excited. And, of course, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. So you can get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/getorganized. Well, tonight I'm excited because I was talking, as you know, I have my own virtual green room, and I was talking to Darlene Hunter. She's the radio host, business coach, life coach, and the author of Winnability. And, of course, in the next half hour, I'll be providing you with some tips and Taylor's Tip Time, and, of course, my product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion of the week. But before I bring on Darlene, I went out there, you know I do that, go out on the internet and I found some, and this was an article written by Michael Anger. The first one is not knowing what you really want. Number two is lack of focus. People are not focused. Number three, not enough reason. And they said this one is often overlooked. Reasons come first, answers come second. And if, of course, you have a strong enough reasons, you can accomplish anything. Number four is distractions. Five is lack of belief in yourself and in your goal. Number six is deficient knowledge. And, of course, a lot of times, you know, we all have to learn new things when we want to reach specific goals in our lives. Seven, insufficient skills. That's the same thing. We might have to learn a new skill set. Eight, not enough money. And, you know, most people think that this is the number one reason why they haven't achieved their dreams, but, you know, I can tell you sometimes, you know, you can kind of do things in life if you get a little creative. So not enough money is an excuse. Low energy is another excuse, fatigue. And number 10, inadequate or non-existent support, because everybody needs help, which is why I brought on our guest today, Darlene Hunter. She is the president of Darlene Hunter & Associates, LLC. She's a motivational, inspirational speaker, trainer, author, life, business coach, and award-winning radio talk show host. And as a young child, Darlene knew that she wanted to help others. She was always that go-to child and was always willing to listen and help where and when she could. As life moved forward, Darlene was faced with several challenges that should have slowed her down or even knocked her out. But Darlene was determined not to give up. After years of heartbreak and disappointment, Darlene did not just throw in the towel. Instead, she did the opposite. She decided to do what she believed is her purpose and life calling, motivating and inspiring others to never give up. Darlene fought through the pain and heartache and told her story in her first book called Overcoming the Obstacles, Releasing the Winner in You. And this book allowed her to share her story to audiences and encourage others as a keynote speaker for conferences, workshops, and retreats. And in addition to writing, Darlene is the host of the Darlene Hunter Show, and she's the winner of the Fishbowl Radio Network 2013 Distance Show of the Year Award. And she has now recently written another book, Winnability. So this evening we are going to welcome Ms. Darlene Hunter. Good evening again, Darlene.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am excited to have you on. As I said, you know, this is June. We are in the sixth month of the year. And, you know, people in the beginning of the year, they have these goals, these visions, these dreams, these to-do lists, the things they wanted to accomplish. But now they may not have gotten to that place. So I wanted you as the business and life coach and also as the author of Winnability to just come on and just share some insight. So I'm excited about that.
I am excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So my first question is, what made you write your latest book, Winnability?
Well, I was compelled to write Winnability after a speaking engagement at Temple University right there in Philadelphia. I was brought in to motivate and inspire women veterans, and this happened just last year. After that presentation, I was asked by many, did I have the information that I spoke about in a book? And that was on a Thursday. When I went home, I thought about it and prayed about it, and by Saturday, I had the title and the components of the book. God just pulled everything together. And my heart's desire is really to help people get to their next stage in life. I believe, as you read in my bio, that is my purpose, and so that's what Winnability does.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's good to know, because as you were reading, as I was reading your bio about what you did as a child, it's amazing because I know people would talk about me, and I didn't realize this, but my friends would say, oh, yeah, Janet, you know, your toys were organized. So it's amazing how a lot of times as young children, we already have in us what we are purposed to be in life. So that was really interesting. So, darling, what are some of the things that get people off course as they try to reach goals and really have that winning attitude?
Well, the first thing is fear. A lot of times people are very fearful of failing. The perception that they don't have enough information or they're not ready is one of the second things. Not believing that they have enough money. Money is always that thing that they don't feel like they have enough of. No one has enough of that. And then not knowing how to get started.
And I, you know, that fear can really cripple you to the point where nothing ever gets accomplished. And like you said, the money thing, and it's interesting because I had to do an exercise with a coach, and it was 50 ways I can make money now. And I thought that was the craziest exercise I had to ever do, darling. I was like, really, 50 ways? And I said, okay, I came up in the beginning, I was happy I came up with six. But she kept saying, Janet, she said, I want you to just allow yourself just to think. And to my surprise, I came up with 50. So I think a lot of times, like you said, that fear, but that fear then can cripple us from just, you know, really looking at other things in our lives that can help us reach those goals.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the ways people can learn how to navigate through life's changes and challenges? Because that's something that you have just learned how to do so well and also speak on.
Yeah, so of course, I believe that having a winning attitude is critical, because having a winning attitude changes your perspective. It enables you to see a glass half full as opposed to seeing it half empty. The way you think affects how you feel, and so I believe if you change your thinking, you will change your behavior. And if you change your behavior, you will absolutely change your results. Your attitude will determine your response when you're faced with challenges or obstacles. Those with a winning attitude will always say, I can and I will, instead of I can't and I won't. And so really helping people to understand, first and foremost, that their attitude is a core component to discovering their winnability, navigating through life challenges. Because when we're faced with challenges, we have a choice, right? And so we can sit there and say, woe is me. I can't believe it happened to me. Where was God in all of this? And or they can get up, right, from where they fell off or fell down and keep moving. So I really do believe that learning how to navigate through life's changes and challenges really starts with your attitude. And then they have to be goal-oriented. I'm a firm believer that you will never get to where you're trying to go if you don't know where you're going. So
yes,
really being goal-oriented, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to reach? What is that passion that is burning on the inside of you? I really, really believe that once people connect their passion and their purpose, they will absolutely be unstoppable.
Mm.
And then, of course, you have to be determined, right? Because things mm-hmm. happen, life happens, right, Janet? Life happens.
Yes, it does.
And so,
yes, it does.
You know, we think we're going straight and something happens to pull us to the left or pull us to the right. But when you have a determined mindset that in spite of the things you're going through, you're going to get to where you have to go. So if all your listeners could just picture in their mind, right, someone going, climbing a mountain, and it's cold and it's snowing, and they're determined to get to that mountaintop. And so many times we look at those movies and we see actuality and documentaries of what's happening and how they're climbing and they get to a rest stop. And we say, how
mm-hmm.
are they doing? Their breathing's affected. Their eyesight's affected. But you know what? They're determined to do what they set out to do. And that's what we have to do. We have to have a determined mindset to reach those goals, to be determined to do what we believe we were created to do, and just move forward. The other thing, Janet, that you need to navigate through life challenges, you have to be focused. Because, as we said, things in life happen, right?
Yes.
But if we are foggy and, you know, can get distracted and we never really finish the things that we start. And I know you, in terms of organization, you probably deal with that a lot. So we started a room, right? We started a closet. We started
yes.
cleaning out the garage. But we never quite finished. So we moved stuff from one side to the other. We lost the focus somewhere. And so in everyday tasks, it could be a phone call, it could be family, it could be illness. A lot of things can distract us. But having the focus and the drive, even when you get off course, to come back. Because once you're goal-oriented and you're determined, and now you're focused, meaning you can see when you're not on track to refocus like a camera lens, right? Bring it back and focus, and then you can keep going. And then the last thing that I talk about in terms of navigating through life changes and challenges, you have to know that you can never give up. It doesn't matter if you had a setback. It doesn't matter if you had to stop. Never give up pursuing your goals and your dreams, because you can absolutely accomplish them. It doesn't matter what age. How many stories have we heard, right, where we heard a 98-year-old woman finish college, determined that she's going to get her degree, or someone going back to school to get the GED. Just determined, focused, goal-oriented, and knowing that giving up is not an option. Set out to do what you're supposed to do and keep moving forward.
And you know, and that is really great advice because, you know, recently because of a surgery I had and then it was just a delay in me returning back to work and then things just started snowballing and I was sitting having a conversation with my pastor and he's like, you know, Janice, you seem calm. I said, I know things are going on around me. I'm really managing the best way I can. I said, but if I stay in that place, I can't accomplish all the other stuff that I know I have to do ahead of me. I said, because if I stay there, then nothing will get done. I won't get off the sofa. I'll feel depressed and this. I said, but if I focus on all the other stuff that I know is out there that I know I want to do, I'm okay. So that is great advice for listeners because I think a lot of times we get so caught up into the now that we look back at what happened. Sometimes we can focus on the now, but we don't realize another day is coming and the sun is going to be a lot brighter on that day
absolutely.
Than it is today.
That's right. Absolutely.
So Darlene, how do you do it? Like, what do you do daily or part of your routine just to stay motivated, to stay on track? I mean, you know, you, as you said, you went to that speaking engagement and people wanted resources and you just were able to come home and just pour into, pour out of everything that was in you and just create a book. So how are you able to just manage and do that?
Well, one, you know, when I talk about pursuing your passion, which is a chapter in my book, I really do believe that all of us were created for a purpose and that it's important that we do what we were created to do. So I really do believe that my purpose is to motivate, inspire, and encourage people to move forward in their life, to not get stuck. I've seen people who have been stuck because of issues that happened and you know what, Janet, all of us have a story. I mean, we all have a story. And so I do a lot of self-talk. Right now I do a lot of traveling. And so instead of complaining about the travel, I love what I do. The times that I'm in my car or in the airport or whatever the case may be, I use that time for me, my personal time with the Lord. And so I do a lot of self-talk. I pray and I'm thankful for not only what has already happened, not only what he's doing now, but what he's going to do. And you know what? I believe it. I believe those things that God has placed inside of me will come to pass. I review and set goals and believe that that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm big on to-do lists, which I'm sure you love because you're an organizer.
Yeah.
And you know what? I celebrate all wins, large and small. And so I always have a to-do list going, so it could appear as though I'm not accomplishing things, but I celebrate the small wins. I celebrate when the publisher wants this and I can give them that, even though it may have taken me 2 days. Or whatever I check off my to-do list, I celebrate that. When I talk about self-talk, sometimes you have to encourage your own self, you know, and that way you start, it starts with you, right? Your attitude, it starts with you. And so when you do self-talk, I am what the Bible says I am. I can do what the Bible says I can do. I have what the Bible says I have. And be excited about who you are and where you're going. And before you know it, you're rejoicing in spite of what you just came through. And then again, you start to be determined to do what you set out to do. I do it all the time. I just don't write and speak about winnability. I live it every day. I encourage people and help people get to their next in terms of my coaching because I coach myself. And anybody in my life will tell you I am so driven. It takes me a while to unwind because I'm always moving and getting to the next thing and getting things accomplished because I'm talking to myself and encouraging myself to do it. And I do it every day.
and I think that's key. I think it's not something that you can stop and start. It's got to be consistent. You do have to do it every day. I mean, for me, I have like 3x5 cards, my desk. I have some in my pocketbook, some in my bedroom. And like you said, it's those things you have to say constantly about who you are and why you're here and what you can do and believing that it will happen. Yes,
that's
you know,
right.
It may not happen in your timetable, and I've learned that in life. You know, we have our own timetable when things
that's
are going
right.
to happen, but it will happen. I mean, a lot of things that I've wanted to happen, it didn't happen when I thought it would, but it's happening, and I feel that in life it happens when you're ready because sometimes
that's right.
you don't want things to come to you when you are not ready. So, wow, this has been good. So, darling, do you have any, like, final tips and nuggets you want to give us? And also tell us just a little bit, like, about, you know, a little bit more about the book and where people can get it and how they can get it. And
Great. So I really do believe, and you can hear the passion because I'm so passionate about what I do, right? But I really do believe that, you know, a lot of times people think that people with a winning attitude are just people that walk around with a pie-in-the-sky mentality. But that's not the case. They have the persistence to follow through what they feel is necessary to accomplish their goals and dreams. They believe they are on target and on the right path to achieve their mission, and they operate just like that. See, when we encounter bumps in the road or setbacks, which we all have, right? They don't just throw in the towel. And that's one of the things that I really want people to understand, that people with a winning attitude experience many benefits. They tend to be happier, healthier, and less stressed than those who are negative. And we probably all know some people who are negative all the time, and you really don't like being around them because eventually they pull you down, right?
Yeah.
People with a winning attitude, they see life with a different set of eyes and a different point of view. So I want to make sure that everybody understands how important it is that your attitude is such a core component to helping you move forward, to get you unstuck, and to help you to accomplish those goals and dreams. So my book is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Barnes & Noble. On Amazon, it's also Kindle, so they can get it as an ebook. They can also visit my website, which is www.darlenehunter.com. There's a link there for my book. And it's actually going to be relaunched. So it's going to be actually available in stores like Walmart and Target and Sam's Club. So I will keep you posted on that. You can always go to my website and get some additional information.
That is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well, Darlene, you have provided us with a lot of information. I would suggest all of the listeners out there to go out there and get the book, because if you have got goals and dreams and you want a winning attitude, then you need just like the life and business coach and the inspiration and motivation that Darlene brings and the passion that she has in order to help you get to that level. Because we all need a little help somewhere, somehow. So even the most organized needs a little help every now and then. Well, Darlene, I thank you so much. Yes, Darlene, yes, even the most organized, yes. And I'm at a place now, because I'm in my 50s, I'm just soaking up all the wisdom that I can get from people who have done this and done that, and I'm really enjoying being in the company of women in their 70s and 80s who are still out there doing stuff. It's like, wow, still traveling, still running businesses, still want to go to museums and just enjoy life. So yeah, you're right. You have to have that winning attitude and be able to accomplish all that you want to in your business as well as your life. So.
Well, thank you, Janet, so much for having me on. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. As always, you are an amazing woman doing amazing things, and I love being in your presence, and I am excited about what you're doing and where you're going.
Yes, and I hopefully someday we will connect face-to-face. I mean, hey, Darlene, if I have to come to Florida, hey, I'll have to come to Florida.
You have to come. You have to come help me organize.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. Well, you have a great evening, Darlene.
Thank you so much, Janet. You do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Deanna Williams, an on-air personality at 100.3 WRNB Radio 1 Philadelphia, and a proud client of Janet Taylor and Totally Organized. Several years ago, I reached out to Janet, had her come to my home, and when I tell you that she whipped my closet and office in shape, believe me. In fact, I still use a lot of the techniques and strategies that she imparted to me to this very day. I'm very pleased to say that I have a very organized closet. Everything is in order, shoes, boots, clothes, everything color coordinated. I use the same hangers. It's a beautiful sight. In fact, I'm very proud, but I have Janet to thank for assisting me. And also, I was so impressed with her to the point where periodically she is a commentator on my Soulful Sunday show, where she shares with the audience of the Delaware Valley and the world, because we stream on the internet, her insightful tips on how to stay organized and be a more effective human being. I love Janet, and so should you.
Well, listeners, our sponsor, Audible.com, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized, and you can choose from over 180,000 audio programs, and you can download the title free and start listening. It's that easy, and you can go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And this week, my audiobook suggestion is, of course, Goals: How to Get Everything You Want Faster Than You Ever Thought Possible. And this is by Brian Tracy. He presents essential principles you need to know to make your dreams come true. And it's simple, powerful, effective system of setting and achieving goals. And, of course, that will be a great compliment when you do buy Darling's book. So, again, it's Goals: How to Get Everything You Want Faster Than You Ever Thought Possible by Brian Tracy. And all you need to do is go to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized and get your free trial. Now, of course, I'm here in Philadelphia, and it is a very major storm coming. So I'm going to try to stay on as long as I can. And, of course, if I get disconnected, I do want to apologize. But next, I want to move in on our Tailor Tip Time. And my Tailor Tip Time is basically on how to really bring order to your life. Because we were talking about goals and how to accomplish those goals. And so I thought it would be really great to really just begin to talk to you about how to really better manage your life as well. So the first thing is, you definitely want to schedule time to pray and meditate. You know, that's something you need to do, because as you are working towards your goal and that winning attitude, and Darlene said, the things that we need to do is you definitely need to schedule. I mean, each morning, as those of you who have been listening to this show, I wake up, I have my quiet time. And the reason I do that is because once I get to a certain point in my morning, I know I'm going to have to respond to emails. I may have to respond to a phone call, but at least I've given to myself. The next thing is, I take care of my body. So I make sure I exercise, I eat right, I get enough sleep. That is key for me. Then, of course, I make sure that I have a vision for my life. And I have two visions. One vision is a vision of my ideal client, which I have in an 8.5 framed, 8.5 by 10 frame. A vision of my client, ideal client, and therefore I can take it wherever. If I'm working at my desk, or maybe I'm working at my dining room table, I can visually see it. But I also have a vision for my life, the things I want in my life, a great social life, great vacations. You know, there's certain things that I want to accomplish regards to volunteering. I want to volunteer my college, but I also want to volunteer my elementary school. So I have that as part of my vision, and I have that on an 8x10 paper, and I have that frame, an 8x10 frame, and that actually, once I get up in the morning and get out of my bed, I can immediately see that vision. I used to have a bigger one, but I decided I wanted something a little smaller so I can just constantly stay focused. And then, of course, I take back control of my time. And I think when you do the vision and when you start taking care of your body and you start giving yourself the quiet time, it'll be a lot easier for you to take back control of your time, because then you will realize how precious it is for you to take care of you in order to do what you're passionate about and impact others' lives. And, of course, the last thing is, you definitely, in all of this, you definitely want to get organized, because, you know, 80% of the stuff we keep, we never reference again. 80% of the stuff we keep, we never, ever reference again. So, again, make sure you schedule time for yourself. Take care of your body. Create a vision for your life and your career. Make sure you take back control of your time. And make sure you get your home organized. Janet's Mailbag, And I want to thank you for your tweets, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for following me on your social media as well as Instagram. I am Organizer Janet, and, of course, all of you who follow me are part of the Blog Talk Radio community, as well as all of you who are following me via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Tune Coalition Radio. Thank you so much, because whether you know it or not, every month I look in there and I see not maybe specifics, but totals that people are listening. So I thank you really a lot for that. I appreciate that. Well, of course, today is Monday. And you know what tomorrow is? It's Tuesday, and we are going to get to Toss It Tuesday. So tomorrow, I want you to take charge to open the flow in your home, your office, and your life by tossing one item that may be under your desk, in a drawer, or in the corner of the room that is junk and that needs to be trashed. So under your desk, it could be that bag that has been sitting there since you moved into the office that you never touched. Maybe it needs to go to shredding, or maybe it just needs to be trashed. Or in that drawer, all of those batteries that don't work, the pencils that are broken, or maybe in that room, the broken chair, the broken toys, get them out. So tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, so just one thing. And I would love to see what you're tossing. So email me some pictures. You can go to janetmtaylor.com, contact page, and email me pictures. You can go to my social media and say, hey, Janet, this is it. This was a broken chair that's been in my house for 10 years, and I kept saying that I was going to get rid of it and have it. So that is what I would love to see you do. Let's make the Toss It Tuesday a movement around the world to get rid of stuff we don't need. And you never know. You know, you may put something out to trash, and somebody else may be looking for that item, and it's a great, just a repurposing thing. That will be my ultimate goal in all of this as well. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip. Now, my app suggestion for the week is called My Minutes, and you can get it for Android or an iPhone. And it's a free app that focuses on goal setting. You aim to work out for 30 minutes or spend at most 45 minutes on email. This goal gives you a nudge when you're out of time or a virtual pat on the back when you've hit the goal. And, again, it's called My Minutes, and it's available for Android and iPhone operating system. That's my app suggestion for the week. And then my product suggestion is Stick It. It's a monthly planner, removable, reusable, and non-sticking, so you can stick it on your surfaces without damaging your walls. You can see a visual of this. It'll be on my Facebook, my Twitter, and my LinkedIn. And the silicone material is incredible, durable, and adheres to any non-porous surfaces, including glass, refrigerated, smooth doors, and walls. And you can also find this into my Pinterest page on products to help you stay organized as well. And last but definitely not least is my repurpose. And it is an office chair makeover. So we've all had those office chairs. We love them. We use them. We sit in them until it's almost time for us to take it to the trash, but we just have a sentimental attachment to it. Well, why not recoloring it? And that is what my repurpose suggestion of the week is. And you can actually go to my Pinterest page and repurpose the office section, and you get to see how some creative ways people have put in some really creative and funky-looking fabric on their office chairs to give it their own dash of style to it. So all of my my app of the week, my product of the week, and my repurpose suggestion of the week you can find on my Pinterest page for all of those wonderful things. And before I move on, I was reading the New York Times this past Sunday, and it was a very interesting article. It's very short. I'm going to read it. But I was looking at a photo. Like, if you, all of you who may be familiar with the city, where they have the metal gates to come down that protect the stores when they're closed from the windows being broken, et cetera. And, of course, this one has graffiti on it. But in the middle of these two, it's like three stores, and the center gate actually has a visual of a closet on it. If somebody painted a closet, I mean an actual closet, which I thought was very interesting. And it says, and it's a very short story, it says the artist Maria Coleman's mother, Sarah Berman, was born in Belarus in 1920 and moved in 1982 to Greenwich Village, where she maintained an impeccably organized closet filled with all white clothing and accessories. The closet was both ordinary and extraordinary, and with Ms. Coleman's new exhibit, which painstakingly recreates it, the artist wanted to share with others its clarity of vision. I thought it would be amazing to have people come to see the closet. 12 years ago, after the death of her mother, Ms. Coleman and her son, Alex Coleman, the co-founder and director of the museum, have recreated the alabaster closet, and they call it Sarah Burham's Closet. Isn't that amazing? And they said it has six pairs of leather shoes dressed on the floor. Everything in this closet is white. So I just thought that was just an interesting twist to organizing, but also included a little art, and also included, you know, just honoring her mother for what she did and what she represented and honored as well. Well, of course, I want you always to be sure to visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com for additional resources, information, and, of course, make sure, if you haven't already done so, to get a free copy of my 30 Minutes or Less Simple Tips to Organize Your Life. And basically, these are 30 tips you can do in 30 minutes or less, and to help you organize your home, your office, and your life. And it's a free ebook. The next free offer is 25 tips to an organized office, audio on how to have a smooth morning routine. So those are the freebies, 30 minutes or less and 25 tips to an organized office. Then, of course, you know, you can purchase a copy of my book, 101 Secrets to Living an Organized Life. It's 101 Secrets to Organizing Your Home, Your Office, and Your Life. And that's available for purchase on my website as well. Of course, I'm excited because soon we will be having our summer organizing camp, which will probably start around June 7th, but you can join anytime throughout the summer because it will be 7 days of organizing tips that you can do in 30 days or less. I decided I wanted to provide you because I know it's summertime and you don't want to spend all of your summer indoors organizing. So I made sure that each of these tips you can do in 30 minutes or less. And every day for 7 days, you'll get a tip. You'll be able to do it in 30 minutes or less. But also, in addition to that, there will be extra tips available that may take you a little bit more time depending on your schedule, because you may have more than 30 minutes, and some additional resources. For example, I help you, for all of you ladies out there, organizing your purse, give you some simple tips you can do in 30 minutes or less, but then also some other things you can do that may take a little bit more than 30 minutes. Then I also have give you links to a video and some other resources that will help you support that. So I am looking forward to that. Of course, I said I'm going to be doing some interactive organizing teleclasses, and you're probably thinking, what is Jet, Janet? What is it? Well, basically, it's going to be a teleclass, so I will be talking to you on the phone, but you will also be picking up whether I'm going to have to either your paper pile or junk drawer. So while I'm talking you through the process, you will actually be physically going through. And it'll be fun. I think these two interactive organizing teleclasses will be a lot of fun. One will be paper piles, the next will be the junk drawer. And, of course, with the paper piles, I will be sharing with you how you can work through each of those piles. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And we're still working out the details on the live event. So just stay tuned for those things. Because in addition to everything we're doing, we are also working on launching our new website as well. So stay tuned. Well, next week, Caroline Sutherland, who is a fellow Blog Talk Radio host, will be coming here, and she will be giving us some tips on how we can incorporate time to be well. Because I went to a presentation and someone asked me, how do you do your job when you really don't even have time to have lunch? And when I heard that, that really did something to me. So I said, Caroline, do you mind coming over and we just kind of talking about this? And so she was more than happy. So we're going to be talking about that. Then, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you some tips on just how to be more organized in the home now that the kids are home. And when I say kids, you may have kids from K to 12 who are now going to be home for the summer, but then you also have the college kids coming home with all of their stuff. So just how you can manage all of that coming into your house and still have summer fun and have an organized home. So that'll be coming up. And, of course, we'll be celebrating dads because Father's Day is in June. My returning guest expert, Valerie Anderson, and I will be sharing some things and some insights from our fathers. And I'm looking forward to that. And to end the month of June, we will be doing business virtually. And this is for all of you who may be thinking about starting a business, have a business, well-established, how you can maximize your time, your resources, as well as your people by just doing things virtually. I'm looking forward to that. And that will be two guests. We will want to have, of course, my two favorites, Verenia Robinson, as well as Lynn Edwards. So they'll be coming because Verenia is a computer expert. Lynn is the virtual expert. So three of us will be having a great conversation about that. And I think I'm going to be ending the show a little early because it is really lightning here, but that's a part of life and that's a part of spring and summer. But I do want to say that my quote for the week is, the past cannot be changed. The future is yet in your power. And I wanted to say that because, of course, we had Darlene Hunter, author of Winnability. But I just wanted to say that for all of you out there, whether you are trying to organize yourself, set some goals in your life, better manage your time, better manage your money, better manage your eating, the past cannot be changed. It is what it is. But the future, you have the power to change it. So whether you decide that when you come home, instead of just kicking your shoes off, throwing the bag down, throwing the coat down, that you hang the coat up, that you find a place for the bag, you put your keys in a spot, you put your shoes together in a spot, and then in regards to your time, that you schedule adequate time to get from appointment A to appointment B and not overbook yourself and say no when you really don't want to do something. And instead of, you know, eating donuts, maybe get the sliced apples or maybe just drink one more glass of water every day. Or instead of parking close when you go to the shopping centers, maybe park just a little bit further so you can get a good walk in. So those are just some things. So, again, the past cannot be changed. The future is yet in your power, and that's Mary Pickford. It's Mary Pickford. So I just want you to think about that in whatever area of your home, your office, and your life that you want to get things done. So, again, next week we have Caroline Sutherland, Time for Health, Time to Be Well. And I really thank all of you for joining me. Again, the past cannot be changed. Just keep looking forward. No matter what the credit score may say, keep looking forward. No matter what, how bad the bills may look, keep looking forward. No matter what the scale says, keep looking forward. Keep moving forward. You know, just keep moving forward. As I shared earlier, someone was saying, Janet, you have a lot of stuff going on. Yes, I do. I have a lot of stuff going on because I thought I would be a little bit further along in my recovery. But, hey, I'm not where I was, and the future is looking so much better, and I have power. So every day I do a little bit something, a little more, to keep myself moving and focused on my goal. So I truly want to thank all of you for listening. If you have, excuse me, any questions, you know, I'll be in the chat room for a little while. And, of course, you can always email me. Just go to my contact page at www.janetmtaylor.com. Click on the Contact Me. Your questions, your comments, even if you have a topic, Janet, you need to talk about this topic as it relates to organizing. I would love to hear from you. So I thank you so much for listening. And please be sure to share the show with your friends, your family, and your social media network. And I always, of course, want you to visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you all to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I definitely want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.